This is The Accursed, a supernatural fanfic written by Tigress Wolf and read by Rena Jenkins. The story is rated PG-13 and contains the pairing Dean Winchester, Sam Winchester, with additional tags for Alternate Universe, Dark, Alternate Universe, Serial Killers. Chapter 1, Clytemnestra's Children.
Dean knows it's wrong. Sam doesn't seem to understand, too excited and curious, but Dean knows. He could stop it. He knows that, too. But he's not entirely sure Sam would choose him, so he never makes that demand. He's in this too deep now anyway. He's spent his whole life watching out for his little brother, keeping Sam safe. He had his chance when he was 13, when he made his first kill.
Dean, Sam calls from the den. Come see this.
He looks the woman right in the eye, bringing the knife up to her shoulder.
I realize this is frightening,
he tells her gently,
but running or screaming won't help you.
He flicks a glance to her kids, both daughters, somewhere between 20 and 15.
Or them.
He's learned that when you're calm enough, cold enough, threats work just as well as actual violence. He's so experienced now, he rarely has to restrain anyone. They do it themselves, because they believe him. There are tears in her eyes. He smiles and goes to the den.
Once, he'd have been horrified. He remembers the first time Sam showed him a body, what his anger had wrought and his curiosity ensured kept happening. He doesn't enjoy the kill, not like Sam. He doesn't enjoy taking people apart just to see how they work, or making them bleed out to see how they die. But he needs Sam. And if Sam needs him to kill, then he'll do it.
Look at him,
Sam says, grinning up at Dean.
He's not even afraid.
Dean crouches down beside his brother. He could have stopped this. He knows that. It's sick and wrong, and something must not be wired right in either of their heads. But if Sam will just keep smiling like that, Dean doesn't care. Chapter 2, Sons of Atreus. The first was an accident. All the rest weren't. They're kept on opposite sides of the prison. One always in solitary. No other penitentiary in the country will accept either of them, no matter how the DA pleads. They see one another in the halls sometimes, as they're moved around the prison. They exchange smiles, and the guard eyes them warily. They are never allowed to speak to each other. In a building full of America's most dangerous men, the Winchester brothers are in a class all their own. And that terrifies the warden. Dean killed his first human when he was 13. It was the father of a little girl down the street from them. The poor bastard walked in on Sam carving up his daughter, and Sam wasn't strong enough to deal with an adult. Not yet. Dean was. Without a heartbeat of hesitation, he did. They should have gotten the death penalty. Everyone knows it. But Sam gave the jury his puppy eyes
And Dean flashed them his little boy, ain't I just adorable, grin. Life in prison. No possibility of parole. No hope of ever setting foot outside the facility again. Forbidden from ever sharing even a single word with each other. Sam was playing with the boy from down the block. They were wrestling. Sam was 6. He tackled the boy and they went down hard. The kid's head cracked against the ground. He died instantly. Sam stared at the body, fell in love with death, became fascinated. He had to tell Dean. Dean was horrified, but he'd never been able to deny Sammy a thing. Dean is loud and brash when he's out of the hole. He picks fights, but so cleverly that he's never held responsible. The gangs avoid him whenever possible, and the guards fear him, never meeting his eyes. He has a bed and a roof over his head, warm food and plenty of it. But he's still reeling because Sam's out of sight and out of reach. He can't protect Sam here. Sam used his guileless eyes to con his way into houses. Dean followed in his wake, closing off all escape routes, standing watch. They killed indiscriminately because Sam loved seeing how different people died. They worked their way up the West Coast, along Canada's border, down the East Coast, and were caught in Oklahoma as they headed inwards for the heart of the country. Neither of them testified against the other. And neither of them admitted to being guilty. Sam is quiet and brooding when he is out of solitary. He ignores everyone, and they leave him alone. His silence frightens people more than Dean's boisterousness ever could. His silence seems contemplative. Anybody looking can see he is planning something. Sam was the mastermind. But Dean was just as guilty. Any step of the way, he could have stopped his brother. From the evidence, spread over years and a continent, he never even thought about it. At lunch one day, a large biker approaches Dean, leans close, and propositions him in a whisper. Dean laughs and turns back to his food. The biker backs off. At workout time, the biker returns. He's taller than Dean, outweighs him by a good 50 pounds. The biker is new. Dean's only been in Gen Pop for a few hours, and this is the biker's first day. The biker doesn't know to fear the name Winchester. Dean breaks the biker's head on a barbell and smiles. People ask, what kind of man could have raised the Winchesters? What horrible agonies he must have inflicted on them as children. Truth is, he was a good man. He just never was the same after his wife died in a fire when Sam was only 6 months old. John lost his mind that night, saw things that couldn't have been there, and took up drinking to dull his despair. He wrapped his Impala around a pole when Dean was 8. The system took them in. Dean took them out of the system when he was 15. A rookie guard escorts Dean back to solitary and puts him in the cell next to Sam.
Azazel watched in wonder and fascination as Sam fell into the darkness with glee. He considered killing the brother, just to erase any trace left of the light. When he saw Deem snap a wailing baby's neck because the creature was distracting Sam, he realized there was no need. Any light in Dean was long covered over by his darling brother's darkness. They sit back to back through the concrete. They sense each other. Always have. Time? Dean asks. Not yet, Sam responds. I want to see how a convicted murderer dies. Got a target? He feels Sam's satisfaction. The perfect one. Their capture and arrest caught the imagination of everyone. They were sought after for interviews. They never gave any. Their pasts were dug into, childhood grades and bruises, records for hospital visits. The system had not been kind to them. No excuse, though. That, everyone agreed on. No excuse at all. Not for what they did. Dean is led out of solitary the next day. He presses a kiss to the wall before going. The guard sneers in disgust, but wilts before his stare. At lunch, Dean sits next to Sam's target. The Winchesters are gone by sunrise. The body is found at noon. Convicted murderers, as it turns out, die the same as everyone else. And Sam still needs more things to kill. The end. Reader's notes.
I haven't done a Winchester in probably 10 years. I was trying to do something Halloween-y, creepy.
Alternate universe serial killers is always my jam. Alternate universe codependent Winchester is actually not really an alternate universe. It's just the regular universe. Anyway, thank you to Tigress Wolf for having blanket permission to Podfic. This was recorded in the new office, which is just as horrible as the old office, honestly. Don't even get me started. We have lights being held to the ceiling with binder clips right now. It's not great. Hopefully I got some spooky. I haven't really done Sam or Dean in a decade, so hopefully that wasn't, you know, too distracting. And thanks for listening. Hope you enjoyed it. Have a nice day.